When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Chloe, and this is The Playmaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, former Premier League side Oldham has been relegated from the Football League for the first time in its history. How has it happened, and can the club recover? When the Premier League was founded in 1992, it looked pretty different to how it does today. Sky had only just invested money into the league in return for the rights to show live matches, and teams like Coventry City, Ipswich Town and Oldham Athletic made up the 22 original members of the newly formed league.
Let's go and win it. All the very best, boys.
Premier League, live, only on Sky. It's a whole new ballgame.
Now, 30 years later, Oldham Athletic has become the first team who have played in the Premier League to exit the Football League altogether. Their match against Salford City was abandoned after fans stormed the pitch in protest. It was later completed behind closed doors. An eventual 2-1 defeat confirmed that Oldham will play in the non-league next season, ending their 115-year run as a Football League club. As you heard, fans are understandably furious. So, what's gone wrong at Boundary Park? It's fair to say that the club has been in demise for at least the last decade, but fans blame owner Abdallah Lenzagam for putting the final nails in the coffin. He was at his home in Dubai when Oldham were relegated. He's a Moroccan businessman who bought the club in January 2018 for just a pound. Since then, he's appointed 10 different managers, including Oldham-born Paul Scholes.
All them type of things were going on. There was no hot water at times. It was ripping coffee machines out. There was groundsmen was coming to me. We need money to do this. We need money to do that.
The club's financial issues are complex. It's owed money to HMRC and the former owner Simon Blitz. Oldham has even lost access to their North Stand because of a dispute over who owns it. There have also been mistakes with filing accounts. Football finance expert Kieran Maguire pointed out that Oldham refiled their accounts in 2018 with a £250,000 difference in cash balance and a £4 million difference in profit. When fans spoke out about the mismanagement of the club, three of the most vocal were issued with three-year stadium bans for promoting their dislike.
They don't have any interest for the club, I guess. They don't want the club.
Who don't have any interest in the club?
Yeah, I think these people, they get in banned. I think they deserve it. I'm going to be honest to you.
You're saying they deserve it. To be banned?
Pardon?
Did you say they deserve to be banned?
If they're not behaving like every person else and they come in watching the game and to be like every person, I think they deserve to be banned.
The sheer weight of public feeling against the decision saw those bans reversed, but the damage had already been done. So if the fans want Abdallah Lenzagam to sell the club, why doesn't he move on?
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers.
With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The owner has said that he is willing to sell, but the fee he wants is reported to be around £6 million. That's for a non-league club in a dispute about who owns the stadium. Here's Abdallah Lenzagam talking to Sky Sports.
We're renting here. We don't own nothing. I mean, if I don't put my money, nobody gets to pay.
So is there any hope for Oldham's future? Ex-boss Lee Johnson thinks there is.
Do I think it's fatal? Absolutely not. I think it's a massive opportunity to reset the club from top to bottom. And I think if you can get that alignment, including the fans, with a club of that quality, I honestly think it can rise again.
That may be true, but there is only one automatic promotion spot from the National League back up to League Two. And there are plenty of other former Football League clubs competing for that one place. Oldham's neighbours Stockport County are currently 7 points clear at the top of the National League with 5 games to play. But they've been non-league since 2011 after losing their Football League status after 106 years. So it certainly won't be easy for Oldham, and their fans would say step one of the rebuilding process would be for Abdallah Lenzagam to step away from the club. He says the board and staff are committed to working hard to restore Oldham's rightful position in league football. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Playmaker. While you're here, I'd like to tell you about a new Tortoise podcast presented by Andrew Neil. He's the UK's most forensic interviewer, and every week on The Backstory, he's joined by an interesting or powerful person for an in-depth conversation about some of the biggest stories affecting all our lives. The first episode with the former head of the CIA, David Petraeus, is available now. To listen and subscribe so you don't miss an episode, just search for The Backstory with Andrew Neil. Today.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
My story was written by me, Chloe Beresford, and mixed by Studio Klong.